Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. You probably know me from TV, or maybe you read my best-selling book and tried one of my amazing cocktails, or maybe you saw me on Broadway. What I can say is following dreams is kind of my thing. But of all the things I'm lucky enough to get to do, the thing that I get asked about the most are my shoes. What's my secret? DSW. DSW is the best place to get all the shoes you need from brands you love. Trust me, I'm obsessed. In fact, I love DSW so much, I've teamed up with them to create a collection of shoes from must-have sandals to super cool sneakers that are guaranteed to get compliments. Because if I've learned anything, it's that if you've got big dreams to follow, you're gonna need some really great shoes. Find the shoes of your dreams when you shop my new collection now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry. Deals this great won't last.
Does this thing still work?
I don't even know.
I haven't used it in a while.
Oh my God. When's the last time we did a podcast?
A month ago, all right? Okay. We're everybody.
Oops, here goes my mic.
Good hair had a baby, by the way.
Did it really?
Yeah, I believe it's his. It's on Facebook. One of our old-time listeners. A lot of listeners. Erica, hi to her. People are writing saying, where's the podcast? What's wrong with your microphone?
Nothing's changed.
Her microphone needs Viagra.
Nothing's changed.
It's limp. It keeps falling down.
Yeah, nothing's changed. No, Jeff
I haven't been down here in a while, so what do you want me to do?
This was already happening. Remember before?
All right, there we go. Don't touch it, okay?
There we go. Okay. Hi, guys. How are you? It's the Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Oh, how about the music? How about that? Now, why isn't that working?
The recording?
Hello.
Is it recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, my gosh. Make sure this is recording, because I'm not going to record and then have you say the show's not even on.
Hello.
Does it look like it's recording?
Yeah, for some reason the music doesn't look like it's coming out, but that's not important.
No, who cares about that?
Wait, it just stopped. Wait, hang on, let me try this again. I don't know why it just stopped. I will do this real fast. I don't know what happened. Oh, now it's recording again. What the heck?
I don't know.
This thing's got there's a ghost in the machine. That was the name of a famous Police album, Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
You still there?
I'm still here.
All right. Well, I don't know what happened to the music.
What's today's date? Today is the 8th. Today is December 8th.
Yes, it is.
It's Thursday. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
December
8th. You know,
we're in holiday season.
Yeah, we're in holiday season.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We missed you. Sorry.
Yeah, I missed you.
I really miss doing this. It's just when you have people know this. When you have a 5-year-old and you work full time and I work overnight.
It's not easy. And
excuse after excuse.
Yeah, but I think since Thanksgiving, I've actually been sick.
Oh, Carolina had the flu.
I've had the flu. I've never had the flu in my entire life. This hit me like I felt like I had COVID because I had lost my taste for 7 days. I've been coughing nonstop. I mean, I've been to urgent care 3 times, and I don't like go to the doctor, Jeff.
Hates the doctor.
I hate the doctor, but Jeff, who voluntarily went to the doctor?
You went to the doctor instead of just going to the vapor room. Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. Instead of going to Vicks, you went to the doctor.
I went to the doctor, yeah.
Vicks is right here, by the way, next to the coffee.
I still have my cough. Sorry,
yeah,
guys. But anyway, this last time that I went, I was having some trouble breathing, and I'm like, it was from the coughing. Then they put me. They put me a Tamiflu, which is like impossible to be found.
But thank
God for my doctor. He actually shopped around and called pharmacies to see who had it.
Whereas
a friend of mine, Jeff, had their doctor made them go call pharmacies to find Tamiflu. Yeah,
really.
But anyway, so Jeff found it. I mean, my doctor found it. Jeff went to get it for me.
Hmm.
Tamiflu did not work on me. It did not work on me.
Didn't do anything.
I had to go back. I am now on steroids. And another medicine that I only take if I need for cough.
Yes.
It's a pill. It's a cough medicine pill form.
It's for people who have serious problems with their lungs. Like they give it to people who have cancer. That way they don't cough.
Oh, great.
Yeah. It stops the mechanism, the reflex to cough.
Yeah. But let me tell you guys, this is no joke. If you guys have not had the flu shot, you should get it, because after this, I plan on getting it. That's it.
Flu shot, COVID shot.
I could not move for 4 days. Every inch of my body ached, And yep. It's not easy when you have a five-year-old that doesn't want daddy but wants mommy.
Yeah, well, he wants daddy a lot. What do you say? He doesn't want daddy at all?
No, but what's sometimes he wants, mommy, could you get me this?
Of
and
course.
You weren't around. So yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah. You're kidding me. I was like, yeah, let's go.
Then you have
anyway,
no choice.
Hey, there are a lot of couples in the news right now. I can name a couple of couples. Let's talk
these
about
two
one.
Right here?
Yes, yes. TJ Holmes and, I'm sorry, her name, I just
Amy
forgot.
Amy Robach.
Robach, I think.
Robach, I think they say.
I used to like Amy a lot.
Really?
She's married to Andrew Hsu, who was the
actor.
I guess, a pop star from Melrose Place.
He was an actor.
Yeah, he still is an actor. I don't know if he's acted in a while.
Well, he's probably living on the residuals from Melrose Place.
Probably.
He probably does other stuff.
He does a lot of charity work, I heard. But anyway.
He does, really.
Anyway, but
so I
remember seeing them in the spotlight a lot a couple years ago because she was going through, I don't know what kind of cancer she had, but he was there holding her hand the entire time, Jeff. You know what?
He held more than her hand,
by the way.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, Jeff, you know what?
He grabbed that ass.
As a couple, yes. They were there for each other. And then now that this happens, she's having an open affair with TJ Holmes.
Right.
And you know what? If they want to have an affair, that's fine, okay? But I think on the air, they were kind of like bragging about it.
It's very sneaky.
Yeah.
Look, I don't watch PMA. I'm asleep on Good Morning America.
I don't watch it. I didn't even know.
Yeah, you watch the Today Show.
Yeah.
I like the CBS show, with Gail King.
But I didn't watch that episode, but everybody was saying that they were kind of being snooty, like, anything going on this week? We're going to have a great weekend. Like, saying we're going to be together.
Weird, right?
And TJ Holmes, supposedly, his wife is a lawyer. She said that they've been separated for 6 months, but they were going out on dates every weekend, try to make their marriage work, and then this happens.
Well, I have an update for you, if you'd like.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The update is that this guy, TJ Holmes, apparently had affairs with more than just her.
He's a serial cheater, obviously.
He also had a relationship with one of the producers there. I'm not going to name names.
No, nobody
cares.
Yeah.
And somebody else, apparently. Boy, this guy just...
he may be another... what's his name?
Matt Lauer.
They're saying that they may be allegations that may be brought against him. I don't know yet. I'm just saying that's the rumor right now. But since their affair popped up, Jeff, in the news, and it's like taken away from the news.
Well, yeah,
they've both been since taken off the air.
But they did split from their partners back in August, right?
Yeah,
both of them.
In TJ Holmes, they said that he had been seeing his wife on the weekends because they were trying to make their marriage work.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and let me tell you, then this happens, and then I don't know.
Yeah,
he's not wearing his wedding ring anymore. Now they say they notice those little things.
I don't wear mine, but that's only because I would lose it.
Oh, Jeff's always losing it.
She put it away.
Yeah, I put it away.
I look available, ladies, but I'm not. Hey, you know, it's funny. I mean, you think about it. Matt Lauer got booted from Today Show. Charlie Rose lost his CBS gig.
Remember,
he was exposing himself to women at his allegedly at his house out in the Hamptons, right?
Mm-hmm,
I think it was out in the Hamptons.
Yeah, yeah.
And now this guy it's the two of them together. That's what makes this different. It's a consensual affair. It's not like Matt Lauer was accused of doing, having that button in his office.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Would lock the doors.
Okay.
You're trapped in the Today Show. You're trapped at Rockefeller Center. It's not like you're trapped in a prison. You know what I mean? I'm sure you could have said, let me out. You know what I mean?
Maybe they did. Who knows? I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah. But anyway.
He's coming back. Maybe Matt Lauer can get the job again.
I know, right? Anyway, so they're off the air. So stay tuned because now supposedly they want to break up some kind of allegations on TJ Holmes as a serial cheater.
Oh.
I don't know what's going to happen next. Anyway, so they were both off the air. Next couple on the that's trending big time this morning is Meghan and Prince Harry.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Steve Martin and Martin Short because they're hosting Saturday Night Live together this week.
Okay, we'll talk about that next.
That's more exciting than this guy. Go ahead.
Anyway, so you know their Netflix series it started today. It's a 9-part series. Supposedly on how they met, their dating, and bashing the royals. I was watching Channel 4 this morning.
Uh-huh.
Hoda and Keir's, what's his name again?
I don't know.
That is a reporter in London. He said that
Piers Morgan.
No, Keir's.
Oh, Keir's.
Anyway, so he said that we've already watched the first 3 episodes, so you guys don't have to. Basically talks about their romance and how Meghan said also that. When she first met the royals, they're proper, even proper, like off the scene, you know, like when no one's watching.
Well, yeah, that I totally believe that. I totally buy like people have a certain, you know, certain way of.
I think that Megan is trying to bash Kate Middleton. That's what I think. You know that.
I don't even know. I mean,
supposedly some more stuff's going to come out.
They're trying to look. They're trying to rehabilitate their image.
Well, everyone's bashing them now. Even a lot of like you know, people that work for them, like you know, the ex-butler of Princess Diana.
The ex-butler of Princess Diana.
Wow. Yeah, she was the ex. He said that, you know what? He was always for the princess because of what Princess Diana went through. Mm-hmm. But he says Princess Diana would be ashamed of Harry today. Mm. Because you know what? She wanted them both to have their titles. She said as a mother, she always wanted, even though, you know, she got exiled out, but she wanted her sons to both have their titles.
But that's probably why he's the younger one, right?
Yeah, he's the younger one.
That's why he got soured in the whole royal thing.
I think he's like 25th in line to the throne.
It's a nod to his mother that he's pissed about the whole thing. It just is.
Yeah, I guess so. But Jeff, at the same time, she always said, my sons are going to be the future kings. She always wanted that.
Yeah, really.
So I understand that. But anyway, so everyone's knocking them down. You guys want your privacy. Now you're basically telling us they're putting photos of the kids, mothers. But anyway, Netflix supposedly is paying them $100 million.
I'm curious if anybody's going to really like watch this religiously. Are they putting all 9 episodes out at once, or is this?
No, every week.
Oh, every week.
But Jeff, can I tell you something? It's like my whole Instagram, like every other story. Oh, wait, come on. I like watching it just to see it, but I'm not going to watch it.
Get off Instagram with that stuff. Man.
Yeah.
Just ignore it. Get off TikTok. By the way, I told you TikTok's on my phone now. Jackson installed TikTok on my phone.
They're saying a lot of companies do not want TikTok on their phones because the Chinese government who runs it is getting information through TikTok and the business.
What are they getting? Information that my kids rules? I don't know. What are they getting?
I don't know. Business phones. Do not put TikTok on your business phones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
People steal everything from you anyhow.
Jeff, who's the next couple?
Oh, I was going to say Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Oh, wow.
See, SNL has been skewing really young this season. Like Lizzo hosted.
I love Lizzo.
She was a guest host. She sang and she was a musical guest and the host.
I didn't see the episode, but I heard it was good.
I hate to sound out of it, but sometimes, like, you know, when you're a little older and you're not 28, you don't know who everybody is hosting SNL now. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know who the musical guest was. Oh, no, SZA I knew. There was somebody else a few weeks back. Not familiar. But, it's funny. I was joking with somebody that now they're finally trying to satisfy the old white people because the whole season they haven't had anybody old and white and male host the show. And so now they're doubling up. It's funny. They're putting two old white guys on together as if to say, listen, we're still here. Because remember Saturday Night Live used to have these people that hosted. Oh, Steve Martin's probably hosted Saturday Night Live a dozen times, right? He's got it. Going back to like 1980, I bet.
Oh my gosh, really?
Oh, he's probably hosted a dozen times.
Wow, that's good. This weekend?
This weekend.
Oh, good. I can't wait to watch.
Something to look forward to instead of watching the Harry and Meghan thing.
You know what? You know, there's an episode. Because Keenan is still there, right? One of my favorite.
Longest running cast member.
Remember that? I'd like to get him as an interview on this podcast, by the way, because there's an episode he used to do. Remember he used to
play, that bit, yeah.
He used to play the producer or a Hollywood producer.
Yeah. They did it a couple times.
The Californians is another one. I love that
one.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but the new cast, the new cast has to come up with. Signature bits.
Exactly.
You know, new writers.
Exactly, yeah.
That's how it works. You know? People always say, it hasn't been funny in 30 years, but it's always been the same.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's not.
Yeah, so Celine Dion, I don't know. I felt bad for her this morning. She announced that she is canceling all her tours until further notice. She has been diagnosed with incurable stiff person syndrome. I don't know what that is. They're still learning about it.
Really?
She gets spasms when she's walking.
Wow.
I don't know what spasms. What are like spasms?
Yeah.
Oh, she gets them constantly. It's affected her voice, everything.
Wow.
And she was actually, she put a video out. She was crying.
Wow.
She goes, I can't sing like this. She said, it's impossible to walk for me now.
That's horrible.
Bodicita, I felt bad for her. So,
yeah, I have stiff penis syndrome sometimes.
That's nice.
It's not the same thing, right?
I can't even laugh. I can't even start coughing.
Sorry.
I got to tell you guys, this has been the worst I've ever, I'm still sick. You hear me? I'm still congested.
Oh, yeah, I can hear it.
This is like week number what? Number four, Jeff?
At least. Yeah, you've been sick off and on. No, you've been sick since
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
It's only 2 weeks ago, so it's not quite. It's not quite 4 weeks.
Oh, anyway.
By the way, did you see breaking news, everybody. This is genuine breaking news. It just broke right now this morning. We were actually recording this on Thursday, the 8th, and they Brittany Griner, the NBA star, WNBA star, released from prison in a prisoner swap.
So, are you serious? So we
get,
good.
So we get her back, and they get a Russian arms dealer.
First of all, this whole thing was crazy with her.
Listen, you can't bring pot. Okay, I don't care if it's in a vape. But you can't bring this to other countries.
It's a third world country, but you know they treated her like as if she murdered like 50 million people.
That's what the rest.
It was
of the
a
world,
little bit of pot.
Yeah, but that's what some of the rest. That's what part of the rest of the world is like. Some of these places. Okay.
Wow. I'm sure there's a book or a movie out there somewhere, right?
Oh God, yeah. Of course she's going to be. And who's going to land the first interview with her?
Steven Spielberg.
Well, she talks about Steven Spielberg.
I'm the movie deal. Yeah, the movie deal.
No, big interview. It's going to be Oprah. It's going to be somebody. She's going to show up and talk about how bad it was in the Russian prison. How all she had to do was drink vodka all day. Who knows?
You don't know. Let's just see what happens. But I'm good. I'm glad. She's out?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know if she's out. Let's see. She's currently in the custody of American officials. Yeah, so she's out already.
Oh, gosh. Great.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And there's another guy that we've been trying to get out. He was not included in the swap. How does he got to feel? Because she plays basketball and she got, you know, a lot of people pushing. This other guy doesn't play. I don't know what the other guy did, but he is still there, which is a shame, you know, because she's high profile.
Yeah.
I can honestly tell you, though, I didn't know who the hell she was before this. I couldn't have told you who.
No, of course not. A lot of people couldn't, but she's been in the news.
Who follows the WNBA?
Oh, a lot of people do.
Should girls really play basketball?
Of course they should. Of course they should.
You don't mess around.
If you want to slap him, go ahead. I'll slap him for you.
I have a sense of humor.
Hey,
God.
Hey, listen, fans are reacting. Did you hear about this? Disney is shutting down the Splash Mountain ride.
Permanently?
They're switching it over to Tiana's Bayou Adventure because the ride, they said, has been criticized several times for having racial undertones.
Okay, remember they changed it years ago? It had, what was it? Oh, my God, I can't remember. Was it Jungle Book? It had a couple Jungle Book references in it. Yeah, remember that?
They
took them out about. I bet if you see the rest of the story.
Splash Mountain, though?
Yeah, they're gonna take. You got to bow down to people who get upset today. That's the way it works.
I've never heard of anything with Splash Mountain. My first
time. If there's something blatantly racist, of course it should be taken out.
Of course.
But you know, most times kids don't even get this stuff.
I mean, it's the first I'm hearing of it.
It's a ride where you get wet and they take your picture, okay?
Yeah.
Right? It's fun.
Yeah, it is. That's how I saw it.
But don't you understand the way the world is today? People complain and then they get their way. There was another story about that recently. I can't remember what it was. It's something where, you know, people griped and it's like the smallest gripe in the world, but it's a tiny segment of the population that you know, gets mad about things. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, so before we get out of here, because I have to run, so the New York Post put out a list of top gifts to get your wife for the holidays, because I know you're still shopping for me, right?
Oh, I am.
I told Jeff what I'm getting him. We're getting stuff for the house that we actually need, okay? Mm-hmm. We actually need. He doesn't need any more shirts, doesn't need more watches. He's got tons of those. So the top thing to get for your wife for the holidays is a bouquet of flowers.
Really?
Huh? What's up with that?
Wow, if you go to the right store, you can get on it for like under $10.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Diamonds. Number two is diamonds. Yes. Diamonds are always going to be up there. Let me see. What else is a top? What else is and a lot of this is creams, cashmere shawls, clothing.
Really?
Gift cards for like, you know, those dinners that already come prepared. You just got to put them in the oven.
Yeah, just heat them up.
A pan set.
A pan set. Here, cook, woman.
Yeah, Uggs. Uggs is always going to be up there.
How about a vacuum and some? How about a vacuum for you? Isn't it a vacuum, honey? It's always a quality gift.
Yeah, a lot of this is jewelry, clothing, and sneakers. Yeah.
I heard what an interesting gift to give people. Not for your wife, obviously, but for people you don't know well, or you know, museum memberships, stuff that's different. You know,
that's
instead of more stuff. If you look around this house, okay, I've been decluttering. I gave away. I just wanted. Can I just segue into this?
I wish I could put the video up of everything Jeff has in his office.
Go ahead. I gave away 100 pairs of pants and shirts and shorts.
I mean, no one should have like 3 bureaus to themselves of clothing. No one.
Well, I'm a clothes horse, Karen.
Yeah, he is.
You married me.
Excuse me.
Yeah. If anybody has some good drugs, you can send this away.
No, I'm on steroids. That's it. This is going to hopefully knock on wood.
That's your only drug?
But the doctor did say to me, Jack, you know what the doctor said to me?
What?
He said, if you still have this cough in 2 weeks, we have to test. No, 3 weeks. I have to get chest x-rays for pneumonia. Okay, great.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This is serious, guys. It's all over the news.
It
Again,
is.
If you're feeling healthy, you're okay. Get a flu shot. You know, get a flu shot because This is serious. This is a different strain.
And Jackson had RSV, the respiratory virus, gone around. Not hospitalized for it, but he was pretty rough.
Knock on wood.
He still has the cough.
He's a cough. Yeah, the cough is lingering.
A little bit of a cough.
Jackson had walking pneumonia. He had bronchitis and RSV.
I always wonder what that means. What's the difference between walking pneumonia? Suppose I never
move. He's not in bed. He's just not in bed.
Do I still have pneumonia if I don't leave?
I don't know.
That's sitting pneumonia? Sorry.
I don't know.
Hey, did you see? We have to do this because we're in New York. Aaron Judge signed with the Yankees again. Was it $9 million? $360 million for 9 years.
But he wanted to leave so bad because he wanted to be what, in California with his family?
Well, that's where he's from, right? But in the end, he had a meeting with Hal Steinbrenner, the big Yankees guy. And I'm sure he said, "Listen, you want to be in the hall here with all the famous Yankees, Mickey Mantle.
Make me the right offer, I'll stay." Yeah.
Right. So they matched the Giants offer, basically. San Francisco Giants offer.
You can fly back every single weekend. What's the big deal?
What, to California?
Yeah.
He's tall. You know, he's 6'7".
I didn't know that. Wow.
He's 6'7".
Wow.
I believe.
Good. We are so good. Good. He's staying then. Good. I'm glad.
Imagine if he was dating you, what it would look like.
I'm 5'3", barely 5'3".
Only if she's 5'3". Sorry, I'm quoting.
Hey, you guys, if you want to advertise on this podcast, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Thank you for all the kind texts everyone's been sending me, Deb. Like, where's the podcast? Are you guys coming back? Yes, I'm sorry, guys. It's just been a crazy time for us. Like I said, I've been sick for like a month now. But anyway, we're back, right?
I might continue this or throw in a best of.
Yeah, we're going to throw in a little best of too today. So anyway, guys, enjoy. If you want to reach out to us, again, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carolina Cadillo. Hit me up on my email too, carolinacadillo@gmail.com. I answer back to everyone. And if you want to reach out to Jeff, he gets texts. You want to come on the podcast? Hey, come on. Hey, we need some people to come on the podcast, right?
516-637-3254. You can text 24 hours a day. It doesn't matter. I don't wake up.
All right, guys. You can hear this podcast. Tell your friends about it. You can hear us everywhere. We're everywhere. We're everywhere. Love you guys. Have a great weekend, okay? No, we'll be back. We'll be back.
It's only Thursday.
No, well, I don't know if we're doing it tomorrow. Well, we'll put a best up tomorrow, okay?
Let me add a best up to this. How about
that? Okay, yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Here we go. All
right. Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.